Well, staying with prisons, this month, Tenth City, the controversial outdoor jail in Phoenix, marks its 20th anniversary. The facility was originally set up as a solution to overcrowding, but it's since become a symbol of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's Get Tough Law Enforcement. And the publicity it generates may be one of his biggest legacies. For the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jude Joffe Block reports from the Fronteras desk in Phoenix.
In the past 20 years, Tent City has become so famous and such a spectacle that the jail gets requests from the public for tours several times a week. Today's tour is being led by a jail sergeant, James Lewis. On our way outdoors to see the tents, Lewis shows us a big cabinet.
This is some of the contraband we've collected over the years.
The doors swing open to reveal ropes made out of blankets, a toothbrush with a razor blade in it, and multiple shanks.
Oh my gosh.
There are three women on today's tour, all in their late 20s. None of them would speak on the record, but they're here because they saw a TV special on Tent City and wanted to see it up close. Lewis leads us outside.
On this side, we have the males. There's a fence in the middle where there's the females.
Setting up tents in the desert to deal with jail overcrowding was the brainchild of Maricopa County's six-term sheriff, Joe Arpaio. There's capacity for more than 2,000 inmates, all of them sentenced to 1 year or less. They're given pink underwear and work in old-fashioned chain gangs. The temperatures on the bunks can get up to the 130s in the summer.
We can also go out into the middle of the yard if you guys want. You just can't talk to any inmates and take any pictures of any inmates, and it's at your own risk. So it's up to you guys how far you want to go.
After some hesitation, the tour ventures in the yard. The inmates mill around the tents, looking hot and bored. Many are shirtless because of the heat. This kind of get tough on crime approach on display here at Tent City generally plays well with the public. The women on the tour were impressed. One said she supported the jail because she thought anyone who spent a year at a place this miserable wouldn't be likely to reoffend. In fact, that rationale was behind Sheriff Arpaio's decision to put up the tents in his first year of office.
My theory was they should not live better in the jails, and I want to send a message. Put them in tents, and they're all convicted. They're not innocent. I only put convicted people as a deterrence effect.
In the late 90s, Arpaio hired two Arizona State University criminologists to find out the impact of his brand of punitive policies. One of the researchers was John Hepburn.
And we tried to look at those in terms of whether or not they had made any difference in the likelihood that people who were sent to jail would return to jail anytime in the near future.
The results surprised Hepburn. What he found was that Arpaio's policies made no difference in whether or not an inmate returned to jail. Meanwhile, Hepburn says national trends in corrections have moved away from tough punishment regimes. These days, some corrections consultants point to Tent City as an example of what not to do.
This is a failed experiment.
Attorney Michael Manning has sued the sheriff's office several times for millions of dollars on behalf of the families of inmates who've died in the county's various jails. He says Tent City allows too many inmates, some of them with violent histories, to be in close quarters with too few guards to supervise.
It's too dangerous, too inhumane. It violates fundamental constitutional principles.
In Manning's litigation against the county, he discovered that some expert consultants the sheriff hired several years ago recommended shutting down Tent City. Arpaio ignored the idea then and says he has no plans to get rid of the tents now.
And as long as I'm the sheriff, they're going to be there. They're not going anywhere. So if I survive 20 and it's a program that survived, why should I change it?
And why would he? Tent City has been a PR success that's helped Arpaio gain international fame and win re-election over and over again. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Joffe Block in Phoenix.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education at olin.edu, and lumosity.com. Dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at lumosity.com.